A man sent home from Christchurch Hospital during a suicide episode is calling for improvements to mental health response in this city. Robert Reed was diagnosed with postnatal depression. He's now set up a Facebook page called Suicide Awareness Prevention to help others going through tough times. And Robert is with me. Good morning to you and thanks for your time.
Good morning, Chris, and thank you.
How difficult was it for you turning up to the emergency department and being told, here's some antidepressants on your bike, have a great day?
Extremely difficult. You know, for me, for starters, I didn't go there by choice. I was dragged there by friends that were concerned. And then from that, then to be told basically, look, this is what you've got, here's some medication, off you go, see you in a couple of months if you're not feeling any better. And, you know, I said to them quite clearly at that point that if I was sent home that day, that my intention was that I was going to go home and finish what I'd started. They still didn't listen. I was lucky enough that I did have friends and family around me that kind of made sure I was okay, but so many people these days don't have that.
So what do we do to make sure that you feel like you do have the support mechanism? Because as Mike King was saying, it's easy enough to get your social well-being and your self-esteem from nourishment from Facebook, but when it all goes pear-shaped, you do need to rely on the good friends and family. And in your case, I guess you're lucky because it was your friends that said, you need some help, we're dragging you off to A&E.
Yeah, they dragged me off to try and get the help and then to be basically told that here's some medication, this is going to fix all your problems when we know that doesn't work. And, you know, as Mike was saying, we need to be working with our kids and making sure that they've got that self-esteem there. And I think parents even, you know, I'm a parent myself, I've got a four-year-old son, and something I do with him now is try to make sure that he knows that it's okay to talk about his feelings, that no feeling is invalid. And I think a lot of other parents need to, I guess, jump on that as well, so that because if we can get kids talking at a young age, then when they do get to those, you know, those late childhood, early teens, talking about how they're feeling is natural, so that they don't feel they have to hide away how they're feeling because they feel it's going to be, you know, shunned or told that how they're feeling is wrong.
Robert, I understand you've set up a Facebook group just to talk, I guess, through the issues. How's that been going?
Brilliantly, actually, Chris. You know, this time last year we were sitting at 800 likes, and now we're sitting at just shy of 7,500. We field somewhere between 50 and 150 messages from people every week. But at the same time, as you know, we kind of have become that ambulance at the bottom of the cliff as well, because people, when they don't feel they've got anywhere else to turn, they're turning to social media to try and get that help, and that shouldn't be the way it has to be.
No, you're right, but it seems more and more of us now are finding, for better or worse, assurances and conversation through social media. And while it can be incredibly powerful, as Mike was saying, it can be incredibly damaging. So it must be a fine balancing act that we have to find as a community.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, I definitely think there's a place, I guess, in this realm, so to speak, for peer support. I mean, peer support ultimately is what got me through. But there also needs to be the professional help there available when people need it. You know, we're putting people with mental health issues on waiting lists and people that are suffering from suicidal ideation on waiting lists. And to me, you might as well just go put that same person on a coroner's waiting list, because that's what we're showing. And, you know, this constant rise in our statistics that came out yesterday is showing that.
Terrible stuff. Now, I know you went recently to a public debate on health issues in Christchurch. I understand there was nobody from the government there. Is that right? That's pretty sad given what's happening right now.
Yeah, correct. We issued invitations to all the political parties, and the only party that gave us a direct decline was the Jonathan Coleman's office. Even though when we first started talking about setting up that debate, we contacted Jonathan Coleman's office and we tried to make sure that when we scheduled it for, he was available. And so he was definitely available when we booked the forum. He just obviously didn't feel that he needed to show himself at it, which is, to me, is really disappointing. He talks about how they've got these 17 new initiatives they're wanting to bring out, and all the funding they're wanting to throw into it. Well, if he honestly believes that that is, you know, what's going to help bring these suicide statistics down, then he needs to front up and show us and explain to us why.
Robert Reid, really appreciate your time this morning.